In Washington State public schools, only one out of three low-income students arrives at kindergarten with all the necessary skills. Studies have shown that that can put kids in catch-up mode for the rest of their school careers. Today, KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld looks at efforts to get new kindergartners up to speed.
In a modern kindergarten class, you rarely see one lesson underway at once. At Bow Lake Elementary in SeaTac, these new kindergartners are studying reading and social skills and how to work as a group.
Let's be ready. I can be a friend. I can play with you. I'm going to call on someone from the green table.
Teacher Chelsea Tooman says from being able to read about friendship to actually making friends, her 25 students start out the year at dramatically different skill levels. She says some came from preschools or other environments with a lot of educational opportunities. Those who didn't can seem confused by the most basic interactions.
Like when I ask them a simple question like, hi, how are you? That's a question they're not able to answer. So social skills, the range is huge. And in academics, I mean, we see the same thing. This year, I have students who have come in and are reading at a third grade level. And I have students who didn't recognize their name on the first day of school.
Tooman says those differences make it hard to get the class on the same page. She says it takes a few weeks of school just to get all of her kindergartners ready to learn kindergarten level material. And time is critical.
By the end of the year, they need to be at benchmark. They need to be readers. They need to be writers. And they need to have really good number sense and be able to add and subtract fluently. And when we're starting kids at this really, really varied starting point, it's really challenging to get them all there.
In the past couple years, Highline School District and other high poverty districts around the state have been trying out a new strategy to make the transition to kindergarten easier for students and their parents and teachers. At Highline, the program is called Jumpstart. It lets incoming kindergartners do a practice week of school before the school year officially begins. On day one at Hazel Valley Elementary in Burien, aide Lagaya Palma leads a group of wide-eyed incoming kindergartners on a tour of their new school, starting with the restrooms.
Where is work going to stop? In here! This is Oops, did you hear that? Let's move forward here. Don't forget to flush the toilet. After you use it.
Okay. The Jumpstart program is voluntary. It's meant to familiarize kids with their school routine so they can hit the ground running on the first day of school. And it lets teachers get to academics faster. It gives them a preview of student skills, from identifying shapes and colors to sharing with their peers.
What color is that? Is that yellow?
Red.
So if you want to borrow these guys and get some shapes, you can say, can I please have the shape box? Yellow.
This kind of head start helps teachers figure out which students need extra services, like speech therapy, so it can start as soon as school begins. At the end of the week, Grandfather Russ Bishop joins other parents and caregivers on the playground to pick up their newly minted kindergartners. Bishop says his grandson, Bruce, has given Jumpstart a good review.
Oh, it's been fun. He's enthusiastic about being here. And coloring, drawing is a big thing.
Bruce is waving a nameplate that he decorated in class. Another Jumpstart highlight for him was soccer and Thursday's science lesson.
There was a tank of water, and we tested out what will sink or float. And I did the square thing. I think it's called the dice, and it kind of float. Because you have to put it, like, slowly, gentle down.
What would happen if you just dropped it?
Sink.
Kindergarten teacher Chelsea Tooman says Jumpstart has dramatically improved the beginning of the school year for her students.
I would say in terms of better preparing our students, Jumpstart's amazing. And then better preparing our families, it's hugely beneficial. And then better preparing the teachers. We feel really ready for who we have coming in.
At district headquarters, Ann Arnold echoes this praise for the program. She heads the early learning department at Highline Public Schools. But Arnold says these kinds of programs can only do so much.
We don't pretend for a minute that a one-week Jumpstart program is going to make up for 5 years of disparity in experiences, but we do know that everything we can do to give our students a common experience and a rich experience is going to help to bridge that gap and have them arrive more ready to learn.
The hope at Highline and other districts is that programs like Jumpstart will mean that children's early learning experiences won't determine their fate in kindergarten or their long-term academic success. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.